Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon. Come closer, dear ones, to the circle of 12. I want this to be clear. I want to explain what is happening so that many will understand it completely and not have to ask, well, what did he mean and where is this and why? But in order to do that, there's going to be metaphors and understandings and perhaps some head scratching. Dear ones, in this evolution of consciousness, you are indeed moving into areas you never were able to even conceive of before. We've mentioned many puzzles in the past. One of them is it's impossible to look up to a higher consciousness. You can't see it. You are only aware of the consciousness you are in. We've said it many times. A fool does not know they are a fool. Perhaps you've gone to a gathering where someone is very foolish, and you wonder, don't they see how foolish they are? And the answer is, no, they don't. They cannot look up to a consciousness that is not foolish. So they are unable even to grasp the idea that they may appear foolish at any time. So if there is a higher level of consciousness beyond the one that you are in, it's a mystery. Even the highest intellectual, I will say, you cannot look up to a higher intellectual period of time or layer of existence or energy. There's almost like a ceiling on what you can think. That ceiling is starting to shatter. Human beings are starting to soar into uncharted territory. And in that, you suddenly stop that linearization of your life. I'm going to show you and give you an example of what we're going to do. In the past, many times, I have given you an example, words, that said this: it's impossible to explain color to a sightless person. You just can't do it. Impossible. So what is the solution when you cannot explain color to a sightless person? Now that is a metaphor, is it not, for a higher consciousness? How can you take someone of low consciousness that only sees what that low energy is and lives in that low energy and explain the magnificence of the Creator? You can't. What do you do? What is the solution? If you can't explain color to a sightless person, the solution is let them see. Teach them to see. And then the colors will appear. And for themselves, they will have the aha moments. Oh my, I never knew. Oh my, I never knew. I'm going to take you to a place right now. And if you choose, you can go there with me. And when we go to that place, we're going to stop and I'm going to explain some more. All of this, you would think, is in your mind. Everything that we're going to do would be in your mind. After all, I'm not in front of you. You're not in a real room. Or are you? Come with me. We're going to go to a place and you're going to vision whatever you wish to. There is a bridge. You're alone. And you're about to cross this bridge. But as you look on the bridge, all you see is a mist. Now, the bridge is a chasm, and it crosses from the known to the unknown. And that chasm is everything you were ever taught. Everything you were ever taught. Because in an old energy, the only teachings you had were the ones from history, the ones from science, the ones from spiritual systems. That's all you had, the best that you could be given in an old energy. But when evolution of consciousness starts to occur, you start to see those things through the mist that you didn't expect. And some of them, dear ones, will be different from anything you were taught. Let's do the first one as you stand at the bridge and look at the mist. How real is this? How real is this right now to you? Well, you'll say, well, I'm in a room, I'm watching a screen, and I'm just enjoying some words. That's one layer. Let me give you another layer of how real is this. Are you in a place, or does the mind do that for you? How strong is your consciousness when it comes to putting you somewhere that you say you can't feel or touch? I want to take you to a hospital bed. Something that has been repeated on this planet over and over and over. Where a person is laying there and they're about ready to take their last breath. Some of them are diseased. Some of them have no energy left. They know they are dying. Over and over, this has happened on this planet. And they do. They do. They take that last breath. And in that 3D room where they are, there is a pronouncement of death. Breathing stops. Heart stops. Now, in that precious place of time that goes in both directions or stretches out or compresses, let me tell you what the consciousness of that individual experiences. Suddenly, they're not in their body. Some of them have said they are outside of their body looking down at themselves, watching the pronouncement. And then they start to realize there's more. And then they start on what could only be called a brief journey. And for a moment, just for a moment, they pull back the curtain and they say what's really there. And for a moment, there is the most amazing, glorious music, light, sound, cheering, family. They're free of pain. They're free of all worry and fear. They have no restraints. They are becoming light, and they see, oh, there is so much more. I am so thankful. And the door slams shut. And they're back in their body. They just had a near-death experience. And if you interview them, they'll say, well, that took a long time because that journey was so amazing, and I remember this and that, but they were only gone for a moment. The heart comes back, the breathing comes back, and then they realize there's no pain, and then they realize the disease is gone. This is not a fantasy I just took you on. This has happened over and over. Books have been written about this. Lectures have been given on it all over the planet. Here's the question. If you talked to them, was it real? Well, the scientists and the doctors will say so. Absolutely. Of course, the disease went away. And to that person, it was the most real experience they'd ever had. They were taken to a place. Can consciousness rewrite reality? Can you be in a place that isn't 3D and still be in the place? Ask them. Ask them. It wouldn't be believable. You would say it was all just an experience, except they were pronounced and the disease went away. You cannot argue with what you see And they will say, my consciousness took me to a place, and I was there. Well, that's what's going to happen to some of you every time we cross the bridge. I wish to take you to a place that you might not understand. I will make the descriptions. I will tell you what is there. I will invite you to feel and see and be and do. But it's a different paradigm, dear ones. Human beings at this stage in time, a metaphor we've used before, human beings at this stage in time are like an onion. There's many layers to peel. And as you peel the layers, you get to another layer and another layer. And the metaphor stops because when you've had so many layers, you reach a core. And that core would be the human being who is open and ready, like a child, to see the reality of what's around them and begin learning again. Everything you think you know has taken place because when you were a child, you looked around, you saw your parents do this or that, and you become this or that. You see your parents believe this or that, and then you believe this or that. You see how your parents act, and one of two things happen. You either say, I'm going to be like that, or I'm never going to be like that. But they influence, they teach. They create the layers that become you. As you grow up, your culture then gives you more layers. Here is what happens. Here is what does not. How can a planet that believes in a monotheistic one God who is grand then go to war over that one grand God? Because the layers of belief then are filled with doctrines, things. Here is how it works, the things that they tell you, and they're all different. It's so interesting what the layers then become. Here's what I want to tell you. You're about to walk across the bridge, and the layers are going to be peeled. Here is the decision point for all of you. Come with me or not. And I give you this, there is no negative attribute if you do not come with me. Nothing is going to happen. I'm just telling you that crossing the bridge requires intent to drop the layers. Are you willing to have things rewritten that were told to you by the people you trusted and loved, and it was the best they could do? Are you all right with having all of that slough away? We're going to do this over and over and over, dear ones. This bridge crossing is a metaphor of going into an unknown, multidimensional journey that is real to your consciousness. Some of you will only have an aha after the 12th time or so. And the first times you'll feel good, but that onion has to be peeled more and more and more. This is the way of it. It is a beautiful thing where humans see themselves again as pliable instead of set in stone. What do you believe you can't change? What is it you believe that you say, well, I'll go with you all the way, except that one I can't change. That's the one I want you to drop. Because that's probably the one that'll keep you sick. Do you see where this is going? There is a new energy on the other side of the bridge that connects to your soul, not your body, that will then heal your body. And that's always been the way of it. Always. Dear ones, you are designed to live for hundreds of years. How do you like it so far? You are designed to rejuvenate all of yourselves. You are not designed to have disease trick and fool you. That's not the design. And so you might say, well, if it's not the design, why do we have it? And the answer is the layers. In an older energy, you pasted on the rules. A dysfunctional God who would punish you. A dysfunctional family who would somehow torture you and your children after death if you don't do the right thing. That's not the grandness and the beauty of spirit. That's not your soul. That's a children's story, dear ones. How do you feel about that statement? Have I offended you yet? If I have, why don't you stay on this side of the bridge for a while? Until you are willing to go and walk into the mist and discover the circle and discover the 12. That's what I want to tell you before you ever even cross over. You're about to go into an energy that is your birthright. I said that in the channel. This was always the design, that with higher consciousness comes improved biology, improved immune systems, longer life, peace on the planet. This should be something that makes sense to you. Come with me. Come a little closer with me as we cross the bridge. The journey is as real as you wish it to be, dear ones, as you walk into a soup that you've never felt before. You're walking into the energy of your soul. This is exactly the energy of the near-death experience. The first thing they experience is connection with their soul. This is proper. This is correct. This is the next evolution for you and your consciousness. The new thing on the planet as you walk through this mist is that consciousness is energy. Therefore, there can be energetic things around it. What do you do with energy? You measure it. You compute it. There are formulas of consciousness. It's different from 3D. You don't write the formulas down on a piece of paper. They become paradigms of belief and action. They become that which changes you. It becomes things which heal your body that it sees, almost like conscious homeopathy, where what you think becomes the reality, because there is no question your body will have to obey to the consciousness of the formulas of benevolence of your soul. Up to now, your thinking, even through the pineal, has not been able to cross the bridge completely. There's always been a wall you call the veil, and now you're walking through the mist. I told you what the 12 was in the channeling. The 12 is a coherence with all that is regarding the structure of creation. The 4s, the 12s, the 3. How many base pairs of DNA do you have, dear ones? What are the calendars like on the planet? 12s, 4s. How many laws of physics are there? The 4. This is the structure of everything that exists, including consciousness. I say that because this is the 12s. You thought there'd be 12 masters, didn't you? Again, that's a three-dimensional concept of outside help, where you would sit perhaps in a circle and meet each master perhaps, or they would come and they would bless you perhaps. Dear ones, this is very viable, and it's the best you could do, and it works even today. But that's not what you're doing now. No. The mist starts to clear, and you see whatever you want to, that is a temple. What does a temple look like to you? It can look any way you think a temple should look, because this temple is yours. You've created it. It should be something that you recognize And you're about then to go through the door of a temple. Here is another decision point. Do you really, really mean it? Because it might be uncomfortable. You can stay right here for a while. You can sit and enjoy the love that is starting to go into you in a cellular structure as you become multidimensional. Now, before you go into this temple, let me tell you something else that's happening. This is where it gets eye-rolling to almost everyone. Multidimensionality is not linear. Science, when it starts to look at multidimensional things, has to rewrite the ideas of their reality. If you start to study entanglement, for instance, or retrocausality, for instance, or things that are not linear at all, you realize that multidimensional things can be everywhere at the same time, or nowhere. They can also be in two specific places at once. This violates anything you thought. And here you stand on the other side of the bridge, understanding, I am a multidimensional being. My soul is multidimensional. I come across this bridge willingly. I feel the love that is in my soul before I go into this place that will be a portal. Is it real or not? Is it words coming from a speaker? Or are you there? Dear ones, this is one of the onion layers that has to be peeled. How real is this for you? Again, ask the one who's come back from death how real it was, and they'll tell you, we did not want to return. We did not want to return. We pulled the curtain. We saw what was there. We saw truth, and we didn't want to come back to this ugly energy, and they did. And to make up for everything, they wanted to tell you all about it, and that's where the books or the movies have come from. You're about ready to pull the curtain and see something you didn't expect. Multidimensionality means that everyone can know what you're doing. Who is everyone? Oh, you'll see. What's the temple look like? Do you realize where it is and where you're going? Do you realize your name is in light on the door? Do you realize that this temple starts to glisten in a very unusual way? It's got colors you've never seen before. What if you were walking into the temple of your soul? Just an idea. Well, if that's what you're going to do, I encourage you to take off your shoes. Now, you may have done that already, dear ones, and that tells me a lot about the onion that you are and how much has to be peeled away. There are some who have to peel away the thought that this is perhaps more than a meditation. It is. I am taking you to the energy of pure healing. I'm taking you to the energy of longer life. I'm taking you to the energy of spontaneous remission. I'm taking you into the temple. And there haven't been that many humans who have crossed the bridge, dear ones. And if they do, they write books about it. And here you are about to discover it. And many will. Many will. It's time. That's where the evolution is going. Everything that you're doing, appropriate to the max, perhaps leading edge of where you thought, you're not about to meet 12 masters. I'll tell you what the circle is. That's inside the temple. I want you to take off your shoes. Enter if you wish, or not. Because there's profound things in this place for you. I'm going to give you a visualization, a picture, and I'm going to use linear things as I have to describe it. How do you explain color to a sightless person? This is me giving you sight, and you can accept it or not. How many times can you cross the bridge or go to this place and perhaps go no further? Because this is not a meditation. This is real. This is you with your soul right now looking at something you didn't know existed. A temple within yourself. A portal within yourself. A multi-dimensional place that lives in your cells as the 24th chromosome pair. Welcome to Star Stuff, dear ones, because you're about ready to enter and meet the circle. How do you feel? Take a breath. Is this real or not real? Now, for some of you, you're starting to understand that there's a little bit going on inside. If you peel the onion enough, your cells are starting to jump around a little. You see, they've always known that this was part of the ability of a human. Regeneration of hundreds of years, moving into healing power. They've always known that they're part of the scenario. They are the DNA. They've known this. How do you think your cellular structure feels? If it had consciousness, if it had an innate, smart body, well, it does. How do you think that it felt about you walking on a linear Earth? We've said this before. You're a Boeing 747 and you've been running up and down the runway for centuries. You didn't know. You couldn't look up to the higher consciousness. You didn't know you could soar and fly. And now you're about to. If you wish. Is this real or not? Take a breath. Your shoes are off and you're walking into the portal. And you realize the portal is a multidimensional metaphoric representation of your soul. I call it a temple because that is the best metaphor we have that you would understand on this earth of something sacred, a building, linear, you go into, you come out of. I'm teaching you sight so you can see the color. If you'll allow it, if the onion will then start to have the layers of belief, understanding peeled away. Can you be in an innocence without bias? Can you be in a place that says, I want to know everything. I'm a child and I'm walking in to this place and it's real. Show me what's here. So that I can live longer and get rid of all these anxieties and these fears and what's coming that you don't expect. It's going to be magnificent. As you look upon this place, you may recognize it, for in your reality, there's something called the theater of the round. It's a theater where the stage is in the middle. It's sunken slightly to allow an audience to sit around that is elevated, with stairs leading down then to the stage. I invite you to come down those stairs, walk. And I want you to feel an essence that is going to start to feel two ways for you. Number one, uncomfortable. Number two, magnificent. Oh, let's add a third. If you have enough layers removed, let's add a third. You remember this energy. Oh, I remember this. I never thought I would feel this again. I remember this. I remember this. I remember this. And you walk down the stairs and you go to that center stage and there is a chair. And you sit in the chair and you're enveloped in that, the 12-ness, the quad, of the energy of all things, the structure of multidimensional energy and also your consciousness formula. And there you are, ready, sitting in the chair, and you're having a hard time breathing, dear ones, because you are not in 3D right now. Is this real or not? Is this real or not? And then they start to appear. A number of humans, if you wish, entities, if you wish, will come up to that stage and they're going to wash your feet. First thing they're going to do is wash your feet. How does it feel so far? This is the metaphor for the honoring you're about to get from a circle that you're going to meet. They're going to wash your feet with the tears of their joy that you made it. Not just that humanity went past that which you call the shift, but humanity now is starting to understand the soul part of their biology. And here you sit, willing to peel the onion, willing to be healed of so many things, not just the body, the consciousness, the fear, the anxiety. And they're washing your feet. How many are washing your feet? It's up to you. Count them if you wish. How long do you want to sit and have your feet washed? It's up to you. Because they'll keep coming, dear ones. They'd all like to wash your feet. And who is it that is doing this? And this is where it gets good. I would like to introduce you to the circle, because right now, appearing around you, all through that, which is the audience that is raised, you will see human after human after human after human, and they have kind of a mist cover their faces, so you don't see much of their faces, but you see who they are. And you can't believe it, because they're all you. Dear ones, welcome to your Akashic record. It's in the soul, dear ones. It's there in the soul. Every single lifetime you have lived on this planet represents one in a seat. This is the circle. They surround you, you with you. And they all want to wash your feet because you made it. You've peeled the onion and you sit there. And when it's time, there's an energy that starts to appear that's always been there. I'm going to give it another color but green. I'm going to say it's the violet color. A color that burns away all fear, doubt, disease, reverses time. All the things that are possible, and when you're ready, in comes this violet spotlight on you on the stage. And you sit and bask in your magnificence of the day. What is it that you've come for, they say. We've washed your feet, you've taken off your shoes for this, and here you are. What is it, they say, that your lineage and your birthright can do for you? All of your past lives are there. You are there. You are the culmination, the graduate one of all that are there. That's why they're washing your feet, and they're saying to you, what is it you came for? And this is where you make the statements, I am that I am. I am a creature of God. Take from me, self, these problems, and you can then start to list them if you wish. There's nothing wrong with that. It's linear, and they know what they are before you start, but it helps you to say them, doesn't it? I don't want to feel the betrayal. I don't want to be anxious. I don't want to fear all my life. I want to know more about my path. I want the healing of my body. I want to just sit and be loved because I'm not loved, you might say, but now you know you are. Now you know you are. How real is this? Come back. You don't have to go through the portal, the door, the bridge. You're now standing and the bridge slowly dissolves. You were there. Oh, you were there, dear one. How real is this to you? To go to a real place created with the formulas of consciousness, a multidimensional place that you can go to whenever you want. I am facilitating this for you, and I will do it every week. The journey will be almost the same, and you'll get used to it. The bridge, the temple, the feet will have a narrative every single time for you of what is going on, and you meet those who you've been. Who better to know you than you? Who better to know you than the Creator, which is in your soul, which is part of who you are? Welcome to the circle of 12 in a way you didn't expect, and go from this place changed forever. Invitation, come and be closer. Come often and be closer. You can't come too many times, and then eventually you'll go by yourself. But for now, come closer, dear ones. Come with me as I take your hand, and together we go across the bridge and into that temple. This is the magnificence of the human being. This is the healing that you deserve. This is your birthright. Know this. It's not an accident that you're here. You didn't come to be a victim of the planet. This is why you came, to know these things. Let the onion be peeled. Let your understanding and your consciousness say, well, I'm having trouble with it, but I'll go for it. And little by little, it will become you, and you'll see this is truth beyond anything you were ever told. It's why you're here. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.